Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Deanna, I just want to say thank you for yesterday. That phone call was powerful. By the time I went to bed last night, I had went over 10 pages of the book I'm gonna send you on Sunday, 61 pages, even had by 11, but did 10 of them last night. So I'm on track to have it to you, like I said, and then I'll go over the one you sent me. You better go on, girl. You better go on, girl. You better stop. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jerome. Thank you very much. And the previous call was powerful for me, so thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not too above anybody to learn from anybody.
Which call y'all talking about?
Yesterday, we just had a connection call because I sent him the first draft.
That was an alley-oop. I want y'all to know this is just the extra benefits and features of ATS. We ain't talking about no regular call, Amanda. This is just Deanna taking time out her schedule to put money in Jerome's pocket. Go ahead. So, yes. Keep on telling us, Deanna, please.
So I sent Jerome the first draft of the book that Cozy Corner Publishing is editing and publishing for him. And so the call was to connect to go over what the first draft actually was for him, because each author is different. So the draft that he sent to me there was some, I needed to structure to do the skeleton first and then send it to him to approve the structure of it before I went and deep dived into the book itself. So that's what that was. And thank you, Jerome. Good thank stuff. You very much. Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You didn't have to cut me.
Yes, yes. Good stuff. Well, proud of all you. Good AM, Latrice, to you as well. Good morning. We appreciate all of you. If this is your first time being here, this is our morning meeting in which we literally run this company, really. So you're going to hear a lot of top secret stuff you probably should not hear. You're going to hear some boring stuff because that's how you run companies. And you're also able to answer all the questions or ask all the questions that you have and want. And I will answer them for you about your own business. You have one responsibility here. That is to steal everything that we're doing that works and take it back to your company and run your company to the best of your ability and show me that you are God expression on planet Earth. That's what your job is here. So you can have anything that we do. That being said, let us move through some boring stuff real quick. My happiness calls, gosh darn it. Grace, give me an update. I'm assuming it's a good update because y'all went to work. I was cussing yesterday, Phil. Come on, let me unmute your mic. Give it to me.
Yes, Monica, Deanna, and myself got together, got a plan together on the happiness calls, and we started implementing them immediately.
Now, let me make a point here. Was it you said got a plan together. Was the new plan that y'all had to make up?
Not new, but we added to the plan that we had.
There's a lesson here, my friends. Execute the plan. Changes will always have to be made because the more you grow, the more you got to adapt and make changes. But if you stop executing the plan, you start losing. Somebody need to hear that. Half of y'all problem is execution. It is the truth. Let me tell y'all something. The difference between the middle class and the wealthy class is execution and where. It's really the big two differences, okay? Execution and where. For instance, the hardest working people on planet Earth are in the middle class. There's no doubt about it. How many of you know somebody, your grandfather, grandmother, that clean toilets just so you can be where you at right now? I wish I had somebody that really know what I'm talking. Okay, so I got, all right, so. All the baby boomers with no computers when they parents was growing up, with no social media marketing, you understand? when Susan and Phil was coming up and their parents was raising them, with no cushy jobs, y'all understand? It was an industrial revolution. Now you had to get in that factory or you had to go ahead and clean them toilets or something. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So you can't say that these people ain't work hard. But they wasn't Dale Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie, or something like that. So the second part of working hard goes to where you work hard at, where you execute at. And that's a vehicle that pumps out a ton of money. You got a vehicle that pumps out a ton of money, Deanna. Monica, where's she at? God dog it. Unmute your mic so I can hear from you. Monica.
I'm here.
Outstanding. And you got one. Now you got to execute. You understand? Execute. We don't lose money. Now, here's another thing. We lost something like 0.08% of money. It was less than 1%. And I flipped. I need y'all to pay attention. Y'all not paying attention. Everybody pay attention. I got the system set in place to where we are ready to lose money at a 35% attrition rate every month. Okay. All right, let's pause all this. Ladies and gentlemen, I've started teaching business finance I'm taking over. So the next 10 classes will be all business finance. Today, we will be talking about real millionaire business formula. Real. Yesterday, Friday, I forget what I talked about, but I blew all your heads off. Okay. What money is, what it is not, what don't miss profit, it, whatever I talked about, it was fantastic, okay? Fantastic. And in understanding this, I am getting ready to shift in 54 minutes and then teach you profitably how to have your business and make it profitable. A couple of months ago, I did 10 personal finance classes. This month, I'll be doing 10 business finance classes. They are open to the public 100% free. Yes. I'm doing this because I had to switch real quick so you can understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. Right? I'm doing all this 100% free. You ain't gonna get this in no book, no seminar. Or you can't get it in a seminar, but it's gonna cost you a couple thousand dollars. Right? But you can get it here for free, absolutely no charge. In addition to that, you're going to learn by the time I finish, you're going to immediately change your business that day and start making profit immediately. So you should, I got you. You should listen to what I'm saying to Grace, Monica, and Deanna. And if Grace, Monica, and Deanna got an attitude, which I don't think they do, but if they did, I don't care. I don't. I just at 0 point would I care, because what I'm talking about ain't got nothing to do with me. Let's make this extremely clear. If you get money and lose money, you can't pay good people. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? So the conversation I'm having is, should we secure your salaries? You understand what I'm saying? So if you mad, or if you saying, well, he this or that, I don't give a damn. Because I'm not having the conversation of, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm having the conversation of, hey, 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 this ain't the mission. This ain't the vision. Let's fix it. Anybody can't handle that, you just can't handle me. And if you can't handle me, you don't belong here. And all of you should take that same attitude to your business. You understand what I'm saying? So let's go back. Execute. I flipped on losing 0.08% money. I need y'all to catch this. I have in this system, if you have seen me teach it before, it's in the One Business Away Challenge if you was there. We have this business set up to lose 35% of subscribers every single month. And we never do. Y'all listen to me. I said we had this many cancellations in the week. Say it. Tell them what I told y'all.
You said we had 3 cancellations in a week, and we ain't had 3 damn cancellations in a year.
All right. This is me. I flipped over 6 total cancellations in 11 months. That's unfair, Jerome. Look, they going, but you don't see, look what we doing. Look, I don't care. Because you cannot. Somebody has to be Jeff Bezos and say, hey, is customer service slipping? All right, let's back it up again. Somebody has to do it. You can't be Amazon if you're not bullish about extreme customer service. You got to catch it. Monica ain't do nothing wrong. In fact, I left her out of it, didn't I? I even told you, I can't say that because she, But I got on you, didn't I? And I got on Deanna. I got on Grace, got on Deanna. Monica jumped in, as she always do, and said, hey, come on, let's help the ship. That's what Monica does. She's a ship helper. All right. She's every time she see me going out, she go, okay, y'all, how can I help y'all? She does this all the time. But pay attention. This is very important business lesson here. There's no reason that I should have been upset of losing. And he's saying 0.8. It's probably 0.008% of customers. No reason, but I was. But I was. Every
customer matters, Antonio.
You understand. Everyone. Period. Everyone. Now listen, in fairness, those three people got in on the little special that was $19.99. So they more than likely, something could happen in their life, or they just don't know that we the bomb. And they canceled before 30 days. You understand what I'm saying? They canceled before.
I think they just don't know.
No, they don't know. But here's the problem. This is why I flipped, because they should have knew. This is why I flipped. Because they should have got a call within a week. No, it's in 24 hours, Andy. They should have got a call within 24 hours saying, hey, Amanda, how's it going? You doing all right? Yeah. Because that's what we do around here. And we didn't give them that call. You understand? And they canceled. Now, is it anybody's fault? No. If it is somebody's fault, it's my fault. But you have to listen to this. If you don't catch bad customer service at 0.008%, then you're not going to catch it when you start scaling up. Go ahead, Nikki.
So was it something that the team lead should have done? Is it something that, where should have the customer service follow-up should have happened? And also, was the person who brought them on, were they aware that that person left? So what is the fine print solution to that?
The whoever did leave, you gotta find out today, because it was happening on the weekend. You understand what I'm saying? So didn't contact nobody on the weekend. And the fine print solution is we have happiness calls. So we have a whole department that just, we have a whole non-salaried department that just go over and love on Nikki's people. So the solution was already there. And so the fine print solution is already there. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. There is execution needs to be done. The whole department that is for retention wasn't active during that promotion. Wasn't active during the promotion. This is how this works. People are gonna always leave. Do you understand? It's gonna happen. People are gonna always leave. There's nothing you can do about that, Nikki. Nothing. But you need to make sure when they leave, it's not because you didn't do everything in your system.
And that's what I'm saying. So if there was some kind of way, even as the person who brought them on could have had some kind of information.
That's right.
A follow-up list, a listing of information of, you know, the persons, where they are, how often that they have, like a tracking system. So my opinion to it would be is that maybe if there's some kind of way that everyone who is bringing persons in could do just as what we do on our team, is that we continually to call those persons, follow up with them, send some type of email or just a little inbox or however way we contact, text messages, just to consistently make sure that there is some trackings of information on how we are talking with those persons, and then making it very hard as them leaving, even when they do state their state of being in a financial crunch or some type, we still do we do fundraisers. That's one of our secrets. We do fundraisers to kind of help them to keep their subscription going and everything. And then sometimes it just be a flat out, I'm not ready yet.
Right. And this company does a lot of stuff like that too, outside of what y'all doing. All of you should be talking to your people. That ain't, I don't need a system for that. You should be talking to your people, period, point blank. They're your people, servant, right? Now, to Nikki's very valid and extreme point, that's what your software is for, Nikki. That's what you're going to get here in the next 20 days. It has everything that you just asked for and your software. Who signed up, when they signed up, what their contact is, just for those people, right? So you can follow up with them, et cetera. And you can see who's paid, who's not paid, who's canceled, et cetera, right? So that's what that is for. That's what we've invested in to take us out the Stone Age. Nikki has an extremely valid point. What she's saying is, then how can we work together on both sides? How can she, Nikki, be the frontline defense while the company's doing that and then have the middle? So it's so much good customer service that people almost feel guilty, when they have to leave. And if they have to leave due to money, then maybe there's something that we can do to help them out in that aspect in the same place, right? So it's extremely valid point, very good business point. But I'm gonna say this before I get Monica, because I saw her unmute her mic. Y'all still need to know, you ain't winning in this company without serving. So if you signing people up and ain't talking to them, you're gonna lose. The system doesn't work that way. That's not what I built. It's just not what I built. It's just flat out not what I built. So if you don't, what did Nikki say? That if somebody can't get it, one of our secrets is we do fundraisers, that's serving. You know what I'm saying? They say, hey, we're a tight-knit team. We call you every day. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't afford this. Then, hey, y'all, let's get together and let's take care of Sarah. That's serving. You understand what I'm saying? That is why that is a successful team, and that's what's going to keep going. But you need to hear this, because the point is clearly being missed. There is a difference between how I think and how you think. There is a huge difference. I lose one, I'm flipping. Ain't no such thing as cost of business to me when it comes to people. That's when it comes to material, waste. We don't waste people. So you need to process this information. I got it set up to where this company can consistently, month in, month out, day in, day out, lose 35% of the people that sign up every day without missing a beat. We can handle that. We can handle 35% attrition, losing customers every single day. Phil says customer service is student loyalty. So student loyalty, I think of student loyalty. We can lose 35% of everyone every single day in this company and never lose anything, because I got it set up that way. That's actually one of the things I'm going to teach you here in the next hour. I have it set up that way. So why did I, this in 2020, this year, we lost only 6 people in the middle of a pandemic where everybody's losing 6 people a second. But why did I get upset? Got to process. Let me get Monica first. Monica, you go ahead, and then Deanna.
No, I was just going to add just kind of the importance of, because we discussed, I would say probably the last week on the Rakeza calls, the Wednesday call, about our level ones, so my L1s and Grace's level ones, and emphasizing the importance of keeping their L1s engaged, because now that all the teams are starting to grow and grow fast, one person can't do it. So if there's 2 people assisting us plus our L1s to make sure that the entire team is engaged, then that problem won't exist. But it takes us plus the leader of whoever brought them in to make sure, like if they've got in 10 people, those 10 people know when the calls are and hopping on at least the calls that they can make to get them engaged. Because once they're engaged, then it's easy. But the hardest part is getting them engaged. So yes, to Nikki's point. For example, Nikki being I guess Lenita's L1. So whoever Nikki brings in personally, which I know she probably does already, but staying engaged with those specific people and making sure they're on the calls and those things, things like that.
Right. Absolutely correct. Y'all are on it. You have a Nikki, Monica, all of you have a fundamental understanding. You're absolutely correct. Get ready, Deanna. You're absolutely correct. There is something else that I am stressing. And if you don't get it, so let's open up Monica's point. Nikki's point will be one of the first people to 5,000 people. I'm telling you right now. That's a good reason to clap. I'm not mad at you. Now, how is she going to deal with attrition? Because once you got 5,000 students under you, now you running the whole university yourself. That becomes the Millionaires of Progress University at that point. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's the, I went to Houston Baptist University. We had 3,500 students. We were Division I school with 3,500 students, because Division I is how many scholarships you give out. You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all that once y'all get to R3, your success team would be larger than most college campuses. So you should start seeing, Antonio probably not tripping. you got to think about that. The moment Nikki gets to R3, you are literally going to be president of a college, Nikki. Yours.
Antonio?
Yes, sir?
If you wait till you start having attrition, you're already behind the power.
Come on, man. You're starting to get my point.
One of the things I learned in the military, and it's so true, about you, you've addressed your employees, you've addressed the people underneath you, but what's so important about what you're trying to say is what I hear you saying is, what about Jerome's ownership? Because one of the things I learned in the military is you can delegate tasks, you can never delegate responsibility.
Watch yourself, responsibility, Jerome,
is always yours. If you brought those people in, I don't care what ATS and LaCraza said, they gonna do what you gonna do.
Come on now.
That's your team. That's not Antonio's team. That ain't Deanna's team. That ain't Monica's team. That ain't Grace's team. That's your team. And every time I've talked to the people that I brought in, I remind them, my job right now with you guys is to help you build your team. And then guess what your job is going to be? To help you help the ones that you bring in, build their team, and keep repeating it and keep repeating it, and going down that list. And that's what you do. And that's how you make it happen, because you take ownership of what you put your hands on. God bless Antonio. Mm. God bless Riqueza. God bless ATS. But guess what? I'm the one that asked them to come. I'm the one that gave that phone number to Grace and said, Grace, call them on my behalf and tell them that Jerome told you to call. And didn't I follow up with him? The one still in the hospital. Grace sent me her sign-up packet. I called it, it was yesterday, and said to her, because they moved it to another room and they're trying to put in rehab. And I told her, as soon as they put you in rehab, I will be in Philadelphia with my laptop and we will get all your stuff set up. Mm. Hello. That's what you do. Ownership.
You're talking. I'm trying to listen, y'all. I'm trying to show you something. Take everything Jerome said. I love that. I forgot all about that. You show right, Jerome, about to delegate actions and tasks, but you can't delegate responsibility. That's on you. I forgot all about that. That I need y'all to catch this. Your job is to make sure that you never lose people because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's perfectly fine to lose people. You need to lose people because that's just the natural part of this universe. But you don't lose people because you didn't do everything you were supposed to do. The universe don't bless that. It's called law of compensation. What'd you say, Nikki?
So with the because we can only be responsible for ourselves, not mm-hmm. others. So correct me if I'm wrong. Your point is that the one that left was the one who more than likely possibilities, if they would have had the extra love, the information, the follow-ups, the systems that's in place, everything that was pushed and moved, they possibly could have been the possible next 100 millionaire part of what you're talking about doing, right?
You're talking.
So the thing of it is this here, is there a strong possibility of connecting back with that person, finding out what's going on along with every system that's put into place already?
Absolutely, and let me let you, Deanna, you go ahead and talk, and y'all tell us, basically, everybody gets to talk to us, Nikki. You leave or not, you're going to talk to us, and we're going to see how can we bless you. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to see how can we bless you. But go ahead, Deanna, say what you had to say, plus address that.
So Nikki actually segued into what I was going to say, because there are times where people cancel because they don't have the funding, because something happened to them medically or financially and they just can't afford it. We don't let them go. That's the whole purpose of the freshman level. There's no cost for the freshman level. So what we tell them is, hey, you don't have to go all together. Let's just downgrade you to the freshman level so you can still continue your classes. And you, even though you're in the freshman level, you still have classes to, you still have access to all of the free classes. If we need to, we resend them the list of those free classes so they can attend, and we still make sure that they're a part of the team. And we ask them, okay, so is there anything else that we can do for you? Like, what else can we do to help you? We don't let them go. Now, if they just outright say, I just don't have the time, or I'm no longer interested, there's only so much we can do. But we still let them know you still have access to those free classes. Like, just because you're not here doesn't mean you can't come to Let's Talk Tuesday. Doesn't mean you can't come to the esoteric training. Doesn't mean you can't do this or do that. You can't come to the daily morning meeting. They still have access to those courses. Now, if they decide to take those live classes or not, it's on them. But you're right, Miss Nikki. If we still don't just let them go. They still have to talk to us. And even in talking to us, if they can't afford it, we still have an option for you. I don't have time. No worries. When you have time, these classes are still available for you. I'm just not interested anymore. I completely understand that. We are still here for you if you ever need any questions. And I've actually had someone do that before, like years ago. At the time, they just weren't interested. Then I got a text message like earlier this year. Hey, can we talk? Oh yeah, we can. We can't talk, but what I can do is, Grace, can you reach out to this person? And she knew who they were. So she was able to reach out, connect with them and see what they needed. But you're right, Miss Nikki, that communication, we don't let anybody go. If there's something that we can do to help you, we will help you.
So there are people on this call right now. Doesn't matter who these people are. This is, y'all should steal this. There are people on this call right now that went through something. And I promise you, it doesn't matter who these people are. I said, okay, I hear you. We're going to reactivate your classes and you can talk to me in 2021 about your payments. You understand what I'm saying? On this call right now, I'm looking at a few of you.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become
tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger,
and how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
That I literally said, hey, you got to handle that. And we're going to handle it with you. One person, it was like August, and I said, okay, well, August 2021, that's when your payments will resume. Some people, I said, let's take 90 days off. When it keep your classes active, and you can pay in 90 days. It's always a case-by-case basis, you understand? But we never, ever, ever let somebody suffer or cancel for no reason at all, that we didn't do everything we could. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, that's part of the group economics. And everybody can feel good that your participation and your contribution makes that happen. You're also talking about in corporate America, these are called exit interviews. So that's what you're doing. You're making sure of that. And then another thing is when you look at reviews on Amazon, Antonio, I was very impressed when you say you don't look at the 4 and 5 reviews. You look at the 1, 2 reviews, and that's where you learn the most on how to be better. And so that's what we're doing too in this process. So you're checking off a lot of positive things as you go through this system and this value that we're creating here within this organization.
Sure, appreciate you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Nikki, you are one hell of a businesswoman, I can tell. That's the questions you're asking, yes. The questions you're asking are not low-level awareness questions. Let's process the mission.
And you can tell she cares.
Yes.
Not only is she a great businesswoman, she truly cares. That's true about everybody in this organization. And that's what really differentiates what we're taking to the marketplace more than anything else out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So why did I flip out? Because you're very welcome. I made the impossible promise. Don't attach yourself to money. It's never going to work. I can't stress this. And I know, they hate when rich people say this. It's like, well, you just said that. But before I was rich, I didn't attach myself to money. Like, you got to realize, before Oprah had the $3 billion, she thought she was worth $3 billion. You understand what I'm saying? You got to process it this way. Don't ever attach yourself to money. Just because I talk about money don't mean I'm attached to it. I just make my living talking about money. You understand? Not attached to it. You attach yourself to missions. Never. The only product that I invest in, if I ask myself one question, I say, okay, well, is this product going to change the world and change how people view it and behave in it? And if no, I won't invest in that product. I won't. I don't care how cool the technology is. If it's not going to, like, Facebook changed the world, didn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, so it don't have to be as big as Facebook, but it has to be something that fundamentally changes the way you do things. ATS is changing the world. We're not just teaching. You got a couple of things going on here that's never happened before. For one, you have a company teaching you how to build just like them by letting you get behind the curtain and saying, here, Donald, take that. Go ahead. You can have it. That's never happened before. ExxonMobil has never opened up the curtains and said, all right, Kathy, this is how you build oil company. This is what we're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Never did that. Never did that. That's one aspect. Then you can't forget, and you don't, maybe not understand this term, but this is open source learning. That means Amanda just decides one day, you know what I want to learn? And right there, the whole university changes. You understand what I'm saying? Like, right there, the whole university changes. This is open source learning. The professors don't determine what is being taught. Carisha does. Universities don't work that way. Everything about, and there's more that we're doing, but everything about this is changing the world. The reason I brought it up, why did I flip? Because the number two promise is we're going to make Michelle, not Michelle Kinsale. We're going to make Tempest. My co-founder, Tempest can't sell anything. Oh my God, it's just not even close. She can't sell nothing, all right? And we're saying we're gonna make Tempest a top income earner. And you can't do that if when Nikki trusts us and we don't execute. It's the mission. I flipped because the mission had been violated. And now we were forcing people to suffer and we were sabotaging the team. Didn't matter if it was 0.008. The mission was being violated. And if I don't trip when the mission's being violated and can't nobody see, then we gonna be embarrassed when everybody can see. And that, my friends,
small foxes kill the vine every time.
You understand? That, my friends, is the difference between the middle class and the wealthy. The middle class, that's okay. Cut corners. Ain't no corners to be cut here. We gonna stay on this corner until this corner is exactly where we said this corner was gonna be. You understand? And I ain't talking about perfectionism. Because I leave that whole corner if it ain't part of the mission. if y'all don't know nothing about me, the more you hang with me, the more you gonna know. I'm an intellectual, but I will move with 2% of information. I'll figure the rest out as I get punched in the face, Jerry. I'll figure the rest out. I'll be moving forward. Okay, I probably moved too soon. I'd rather move too soon than not move at all. I saw a quote on social media, I don't know which one, why the philosopher and the intellectual was arguing about if the glass is half full or half empty, the salesperson sold it. What a great quote. Y'all argue, but I sold the glass. I'm sorry, I sold it. I sold the glass and the water separately. So the water one person is the glass to another person. That's the kind of mindset y'all need to have. You understand? Sound like me. Oh, yes. Somebody said, me too. I move fast. Remember that, y'all. It's not that I trip because I got an ego. I trip because we have said we're going to take care of you. Now, sure, Nikki can sell. But what about Nikki's third level person? Nigga say, no, I can't. I just know how to help people. I know how to help people. What happens when Michelle brings in somebody on level 4 and they're a stay-at-home mom trying to buy their daughter insulin because husband just lost his health insurance and they have to choose between food and insurance. It's as extreme as that sounds, that's not extreme at all. That's happening. Every day in America. Every day. It's happening every day in America. It really is. It baffles me, my conservatives. I'm extremely conservative, y'all. Extremely conservative. However, I'm going to say something that's not going to make me look conservative. Okay. I'm so conservative that I sound liberal when I say things. Here's one. It baffles me how countries that have insurance for all, health insurance for all, they pay 4% extra in taxes. 4%. And yet we don't, and I'm still charging you 25% in taxes. That makes no mathematical sense. It doesn't. It makes no mathematical sense. It makes no mathematical sense that we'll listen to someone rich like me that's in leadership and politics who is benefiting from socialized insurance and then say, y'all don't want that. the stupidest thing on planet Earth. Go ahead, Jerry.
It makes perfect mathematical sense. The question is, where does the money go? That's the question.
To more people like me. That's it. The rich gets rich and the poor get poor. Capitalism works, and it works for all. The problem is, all don't have access to capitalism. You are in capitalism. You're being leveraged by capitalism. That doesn't mean you have access to it. ATS has given y'all access to it. How many of you could have afforded to build? How many of you could afford? I've got about $3.5 million in the structure of ATS. How many of you could have afforded to do that? But how many of you benefit from that structure without exactly? That's access to capitalism. Somebody has to do it. All right. Anywho, that's all the stuff y'all shouldn't have heard. You should. This is my daily meeting. Like, this is the real deal. This is my daily meeting. This is me saying, Grace, get it together. Y'all had to hear me say, Grace, get it together. This is my daily meeting. Okay. You're not supposed to hear this stuff. Hey, we messed up. You're not. But you benefit, because if you don't learn, Kathy, how not to win in private, and if you're not going to be dogmatic, bullish about losses, you're just going to lose. Now, don't be afraid to lose somebody. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you, Lenita, and I love Lenita. You start acting crazy, I'm going to let you go. You can't, listen, Nikki knows this. Y'all can't, you can't run a business and be afraid to lose people. Because then you ain't going to be doing your vision. You're going to be doing their vision.
Right? You're going to lose. Especially if you're in a nonprofit world, you're going to lose people.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. It's something you want to lose. All right.
Antonio.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was once lamenting over out of losing an executive assistant in humor consultants, and I sat down with a friend of mine that runs a $175 million organization. And he looked at me and says, you know, Phil, I used to feel the way you felt. But when I look back, every time, whoever I lost, I replaced them with someone who was better.
Wow.
He said, every time.
Wow. Me too. I never processed that information until just now. That is absolutely wow. Wow. Phil, just help me. Every time we've lost somebody in ATS, we've replaced them with somebody better. We really have. Every single time. Every single time. Monica is a better version of somebody else. Reggie is a better version of somebody else. It's true. Wow. Good job, Phil. I needed to hear that. That was good. That was fantastic. Go ahead.
I believe it's because, and that's a good point there, Phil.
That is.
I believe because we like the potential of the skill set, and we're not moving with the beyond the skill set to the mission. So when we build in a business, a brand, and who we are, we're building it based upon what we like to see in that person versus what it is that's needed for the purpose. A lot of times we build personally instead of building professionally. Okay.
Yeah, that helps. Wait.
Antonio?
Yes.
Every church leader needs this training.
That's where I learned this lesson from, Sugar. That's where I learned this lesson from. 2012 in the church world, I had both my best friends in my organization. And I fooled around and made their wives leaders. And in 2012 is the worst year of my life. And that's saying a lot, considering I grew up in a trash can. That's saying a whole lot. 2012 was the worst year. Here I am, I'm with Joel Osteen, and everything is taking off well, and my whole personal life is trash. I mean, whether Reggie say dumpster juice. It's just trash. And I can't figure out why I am living for people who are trying to kill me intentionally. I just can't figure it out. And it's stressful, you know, and just as an add on here, people, toxic people are equally as deadly to your body as the food you put in it. If y'all don't know that, some of y'all, the weight you have on you is because of the people you keep around you. It's not because you're eating too many calories, because you're eating well. It's them people. And your body can't lose weight in an acidic environment. Some of them diseases y'all got, it's because those people keep your blood at an acidic pH balance. And disease can't live in an alkaline environment. And here you is eating your Ezekiel bread, you're monitoring your calories, you're working out, and you don't even realize it's them foods you got around you. I'm just trying to help somebody.
So and your job also will keep you sick.
Oh, yeah.
That will keep you sick, and your household can make you sick. There can be something that's in that household, not the people, but something in that household can keep you sick. I massage people like that.
All the time. Yep, you're so right. You're so right. Y'all check me out. 2012, my best friend's wives was running.
It wasn't your worst year, Mr. Antonio. It was actually your best learning year.
You ain't lying, child. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Without 2012, I wouldn't be me today. So you ain't lying about that for sure.
That's right, Nikki.
Yeah. They was running my church. I need you to receive that. They was running the whole thing.
Oh no, go ahead.
They was running the whole thing, Jerome. Oh yeah. Look, Christ wouldn't even run in that joint. Them two women were. My best friend's wives was. And I sat down and I realized I feel bad every time I think about this organization. Now think about this. Think about an organization that's meant to make people feel good. And when you think about it, you get sick. So I held a meeting because I'm me. At the end of the day, I know I'll always come back to being me, Jerry. I held the meeting, sitting right there in my living room. And I told everybody, from this day forward, I'm never going to be afraid to lose any one of you. I can't serve God and be afraid to lose friends. That's what I said. I'm telling you what I said. And guess what? I lost all four of them. Sure did. 5 years later, I was a millionaire. So who won? Let me help you. God understood. And I don't care if you Buddhist, Islam, Christian, I don't care, atheist, spiritual. I don't care if you hug trees or read tarot cards. This is for you. God understood I was never going to be a millionaire with those four people in my life. And here's the deal. And if I wouldn't have been courageous enough to remove them, he would have. And it would have been violent.
Yes, he would have.
You understand? I ain't trying to bother nobody, Donald. I ain't trying to bother nobody. I'm just trying to say what I'm trying to say. That I learned then that you cannot be afraid to lose people. So back to the point. This ain't about being upset because we losing customers. All y'all can go. But what we not gonna do is lose y'all because it's our fault. Because God can't bless that. You understand? That's called grace. See, there's two different types of blessings. there's the blessing in which God will supply all your needs. That's grace. That's when you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, but God keep that gas light on longer than what it should. You know what I'm saying? You should have been on the side of the road pushing, but a man today, somehow that gas light lasted 40 miles extra. And it's only supposed to last 40 miles. You understand? Somehow. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I don't like them kind of blessings, Law. I used to think that was cool. I used to think it was cool to say, ooh, God took care of me. I don't like that. I like exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can think or ask for.
Watch it, Reverend.
I like that kind of stuff.
I like that too.
You understand? I like having so much money, I don't think about money. That's what I like. All that, God took care of me. My faith got me there. That's low-level weather stuff as far as I'm concerned. I should be so well off that my prayers don't even include myself. I am talking in this place.
That was good, Antonio.
You understand? Sweet. But I pray it shouldn't even, I shouldn't even be in the prayer, Nikki. Shouldn't even be in there. I thank you, Lord.
I'm never
there. But you know, Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
Faith without works is still dead, though.
You understand?
You still got to work it.
Yeah. God, give me a job, but I'm going to sit on the couch and watch The Simpsons all day. No. No. You understand? All right. So make sure that I literally flipped. I don't know how they react. I just know my messages start going off. But I did it, but watch. I took it to text message because we got a little line app group. I didn't want Reggie to see it. I didn't want Patrick to see it. You know what I'm saying? Because they doing other stuff. I wanted them to see it because it was just between us. And I made sure I said, and I can't even drag Monica in this, even though she dragged herself in there. But I wanted Monica to see it, though.
I got to take care of my teammates.
You got to take care of your teammates. So I did it privately. Y'all just hearing about it because this is a private meeting that we made public, right? You get a minute. I did it privately, but I still did it. Because we are responsible for you. And the moment we forget that is the moment this stops working. It's called the law of compensation. I can't stress this enough to y'all. This universe will only give you what you have given it. Whatever dollar amount that you make, that's the only dollar amount that you deserve. Not a penny more. That's tough. Ooh, look, I saw Nikki go, oof. Okay. That's tough. Whatever dollar amount that you make is the dollar amount you deserve. That's the universe. It's called law of compensation. I'll explain it this way. Let's take it out of universal law. Whatever seed I plant into the ground, whatever harvest come back is the harvest I deserve. I plant poison, then I only deserve poison. I plant a lemon, I only deserve a lemon. Everybody's saying the same thing. Yeah, just quibbling on how you're saying it. You got Christian folk that don't like the law of attraction, but then say reap what you sow. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, okay? Everybody just took the way they understood it and said it that way. It's the same thing. Reap what you sow, law of attraction, karma. These are the same things. These are the same things. You just don't like the way it's being said. Let me tell you something. You cannot pray away what you planted. Please make that a quote. Okay. You cannot pray away what you planted. And this is what I see most of the people doing. You know doggone well you planted that. And now you saying, God, please don't let me pay for it. That ain't the way it works. No, that's not the way it works. You're going to pay for that regardless. This is why y'all frustrated, because you done changed your life and you trying to figure out why it's still bad. God love you. It's just bad because you planted bad. You got to walk out all that garbage you planted first before you can start seeing them breakthroughs. Somebody got to be good to help today. You have to walk out that BS you planted. You still schedule that harvest. And no matter how devout you become, no matter how much you tithe and donate, you
get still off my toes.
You still have to get off my toes. You still have to pay for that. Because you can't pray away what you planted. And I flipped on all of us because we were planting that y'all do the work and we benefit. And over my dead body, will we do that? That ain't what I'm running. I'm running shared wealth and group economics. What I'm not running is y'all going out there, this company benefit. We ain't doing that. We supposed to work at least 2 times harder than y'all. Because I don't, let me tell y'all something. I need some folk who understand that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. I don't want money I got to protect, Donald. I don't want that. If I got to protect it, I don't want that. I did that before. I want money that I don't have to protect. Let that be a word for some of y'all. I flipped because I understood that we were not fulfilling what we said, which means we were planting something that we got to pay for. And I better stop it now before it becomes millions of seeds instead of 3. See, I can deal with the harvest of, so we still got to pay for those seeds. That's 3 seeds. But that's going to be it's still be a principle of multiplication. It's going to come back though, because you don't plant 1 seed and get back 1 seed. You plant a seed, you get a tree. So we got 3 trees coming back. I don't know where. It ain't my business in nowhere. Still 3 trees coming back. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, you have to also understand that some of your seeds may fall upon the rocks and some of your seeds may be eaten by the birds. So
it's just always going to be attrition, right? It's just always going to be attrition.
You know, you really learn those lessons when you grow up learning business on the streets. You talk about money you got to protect. That's a concept I think that you learn faster than anything.
Man, you ain't lying. So, everything, about 98% of what I know about business comes from the streets. I'm telling y'all, some of the smartest business people on planet Earth are in the streets.
It's on the street.
I'm trying to tell you, because there's just laws you got to know. We got to be able to know an undercover. Like, we got to be able to read if you fit to rob me. You have to be able to gauge a room. It's a lot going on. And I protected the whole first half of my life. I ain't doing that no more. If I say, Donald, this is what I'm going to do. Because I'm not attempting to, this is just the thought process of you equally, if you're our labor force and we're your labor force. Get it? And that makes the world go round perfectly. But when you become our labor force and we don't become your labor force, I'm not building that. That's what they doing. And that's why they are hurting in COVID and we not. And I'm not trying to set us up to be one of them terrible stories in the next economic disruption. And we trying to figure out why all our good ideas not working. That's because the universe was like, all right, just wait till the next economic disruption, and no matter what you do, you're going to lose. That's my lesson for you. That's my meeting for you. I hope y'all learned something. You take it back. I am absolutely serious about how we run this company. That stuff, everything I said today, you ain't supposed to hear. You understand? You ain't even supposed to hear. But no doubt, that's how we run and that's how we roll. The next class, which is happening in 30 seconds, I will be teaching business finance, and I will be teaching how real profitable millionaires are profitable because of their businesses. And I'm going to give you every secret that I know, and it's almost 40. And you ain't heard half of them before, maybe more than half. Oh yeah, nah, the real, how real profitable millionaires build their business. There you go. That's what we're talking about. Y'all make sure everybody get the link. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. It's open to the public. Y'all can invite somebody if you want to. Love you all. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
Antonio.
Thank you.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com /B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.